Welcome now to the Midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and it's a line from Walt Whitman, I Hear America Singing.
That's right.
And Bob Gerenbeck knows all about that because he's the artistic director of the Wisconsin Chamber Choir, and they have two performances coming up under that title, I Hear America Singing. One of them Friday, April 13th, that's day after tomorrow, Grace Episcopal Church in Madison, and then on Saturday, April 21st, at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Milwaukee, you can hear America singing with that choir. And a couple of brand new pieces, commissions, in fact, in those programs.
That's right.
We'll be hearing, in just a second, from one of the composers who is represented as a commissioned work here, Wayne O'Quinn, represented by an Alleluia. What can you tell us about Wayne O'Quinn? How did you come across him?
Well, I first met Wayne about 7 years ago, and he's on the faculty at the Juilliard School in New York City. And he has composed music for a variety of ensembles. He just had an organ concerto that was premiered by the Philadelphia Orchestra. But he grew up singing in choirs, and so he has a special affinity for writing vocal music and specifically choral music. And the so the new piece we're very excited about is Alleluia, which is just a setting of that one-word text, kind of along the same lines as Randall Thompson's version that lots of choral singers will know.
Yeah, it makes for a great basis for a piece.
Exactly.
Leonard Cohen would tell you that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we've been working hard and very excited about the premiere coming up, and it's a really gorgeous setting of that text that sort of takes the word and takes it apart and puts it back together again in new and interesting ways.
And here is a sense of what Wayne O'Quinn's music sounds like. It's another traditional form, the O Magnum Mysterium. And in this case, the performance is by the Houston Chamber Choir. Alleluia by a contemporary composer by the name of Wayne O'Quinn. And that piece actually was commissioned by my guest today, Robert Gerenbeck, who is going to be conducting these two upcoming concerts by the Wisconsin Chamber Choir, featuring also with special guest ensemble University of Wisconsin Whitewater Chamber Singers for one work.
Yes.
And you know, it seems to me that more than any other kind of music, choral music can create that timeless quality, because there's so much about that and other works of contemporary choral composers that sounds timeless.
Yeah, I think in that piece we just played, Wayne is definitely hearkening back to the setting of the same words by the Spanish Renaissance composer Victoria. And so you can sort of imagine this music as part of the liturgy in a great cathedral in the early or the late Renaissance. And it definitely has that timeless quality of a cappella music, slow moving harmonies and shifting to the next section sort of imperceptibly.
And that sense of space too,
yes.
Perhaps more important in choral music than in any other.
Yes. Yeah, and so we're very fortunate to be singing at Grace Episcopal Church for our upcoming concerts, because it has a wonderful acoustic.
Well, here's from an earlier composer, but a 20th century composer, who also had a way, at least in his most famous piece, of creating a kind of an antiquated effect, though I'm not sure it's the case in his vocal music, Samuel Barber.
Mm-hmm.
And this piece is one of a set of three?
Yes, it's from a set of three pieces called Reincarnations, and the title of the set is taken from a book of poems which Barber used for the three pieces. It's poetry by an Irish poet named James Stevens. And through a sort of a long string of events, that Stevens based his poems on the poems in Gaelic of an earlier Irish poet named Raftery. And Raftery actually based his poems on real people, who one of whom was Mary Hines. So through a long string of poets and composers and, I suppose, choruses, this music, these people from Irish legend, as it were, keep coming back to life.
And we'll hear Mary Hines, that setting by Samuel Barber, in this instance from the Kansas City Chorale, led by Charles Bruffy.
She is the sky and the sun, she is the tent of love, she is the love of my heart.
Of the American composer Samuel Barber, Mary Hines, one of a set of three reincarnations. That was the Kansas City Chorale. Well, we have time for one more from my guest today, Robert Gerenbeck, and he will be performing or conducting these two upcoming performances by the Wisconsin Chamber Choir Friday, April 13th, day after tomorrow, Grace Episcopal Church in Madison, and Saturday, April 21st, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Milwaukee. And I suppose you can get more information at a website.
Yes, it's WisconsinChamberChoir, all one word, .org. And so we have advanced tickets available there and further information.
And now this from Astor Piazzolla.
Yeah, so the title of our concert is I Hear America Singing, which we drew from another work by Wayne O'Quinn that sets that poem by Walt Whitman. And so I organized the selections around that theme, but I wanted to make sure to include music from all the Americas. And so we have African American, Asian American, Native American.
South American.
Yeah, and then this South American piece. So Piazzolla was the famous master of the tango genre from Argentina.
Thank you.
It's called Introduction to the Angel, and it's a setting of music by Astor Piazzolla. And that was the GCC?
Grupo de Canto Coral from Buenos Aires.
And Piazzolla is one of the composers to be represented in these upcoming programs. By the WCC.
Yes.
The Wisconsin Chamber Choir. Their director, Robert Gerenbach, has been sharing some of their music with us in the last 15 minutes or so. And thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll have our 12:30 quiz question in about 7 or 8 minutes here on WPR.
Support for WPR comes from The Bolt Company, providing professional construction services to customers in a variety of markets nationwide for more than 125 years. More about markets served, featured projects, and news is at bolt.com. Support also comes from Madison Community Foundation, dedicated to helping people and organizations make an impact through philanthropy. Creating gift legacies to strengthen our community and local causes at madisongives.org.
This will take us just past 12:30 and our quiz question. It's the work of Alessandro Marcello, and a violin concerto in E, played by Simon Stendage in Collegium Musicum 90.
Thank you.
was the work of Alessandro Marcello in the form of a violin concerto in E, Simon Standage with Collegium Musicum 90. And now to our review of yesterday's 12:30 quiz question. It went like this. This element has been used in car batteries, pest control, and in candy. It's not as versatile as it might sound in that trio of uses. That would be arsenic, which for a time was used to provide a nice, attractive green color to some candy. And I mentioned yesterday that it's also used, has been used, to control pests by incorporating arsenic into paint, which would be green paint in kitchens, for example. Don't try that trick at home. That was yesterday's question. Here's today's. What distinction do they have? What do they have in common, the following five? Abraham Lincoln, Bart Simpson, Dr. Seuss, the Anderson family in Father Knows Best, and Brad Pitt. They all have something in common. What is it? I gave you a hint just before 12 that might be useful, but if needed, I'll throw that back in a few minutes. What do they have in common? Abraham Lincoln, Bart Simpson, Dr. Seuss, the Andersons in Father Knows Best, and Brad Pitt. They have something in common. What is it? If you can identify it in the next 26 minutes, maybe you'll win this prize. Email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Mark. While we listen to this Caprice Arabe by Saint-Saëns, played by Christian Avaldi and Noel Lee.
Thank you.
the work of a composer who enjoyed vacationing in North Africa, Camille Saint-Saëns. That was his Caprice Arabe, Noah Lee, and Christian Ivaldi, the pianists. I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question once we've heard this on WPR.
When you make a gift of $100 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio, you're not only making a decision to support your values, you're also making a commitment that helps keep WPR strong today and for years to come. Because you can't imagine your day without WPR, consider a gift of $100 a month to support your favorite station. Your gift will have significant impact. To make your gift, go to WPR.org and click Donate. Thank you.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Kimberly-Clark Corporation, home of Kleenex, Scott, and Huggies brands. More information about Kimberly-Clark's 147-year history is available on the web at kimberly-clark.com. Support also comes from the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Violinist Ilya Kaler performs Paganini's Violin Concerto No. 2, April 20th at 7:30 in Capitol Theater. WCOconcerts.org.
Here's our quiz question again. What distinction do they share? Abraham Lincoln, Bart Simpson, Dr. Seuss, the Anderson family from Father Knows Best, and Brad Pitt. They all have something in common. What is it? Abraham Lincoln, Bart Simpson, Dr. Seuss, the Andersons, and Brad Pitt. You have about 16 minutes to answer that question, and if you get it right, maybe you'll win this prize. Email your answer to us at midday at WPR.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Mark. This is the work of Baroque composer Francesco Bonporti. It's an Invenzione Corta in G minor, and we'll hear it from Chiara Banchini, Gaetano Naselio, and Jesper Christensen.
Thank you.
the work of Francesco Bonporte, an invention in G minor, featuring Chiara Banchini, Catalina Cilio, and Jesper Christensen. And this is another Italian composer, but one from the 19th and very early 20th century, Giuseppe Martucci, represented by a novelletta played by the Rome Symphony, led by Francesco La Vecchia. That was the novelette number 2 by Giuseppe Martucci in a performance from the Rome Symphony led by Francesco Lavecchia. Getting us to the solution to today's 12:30 quiz question, which went like this. What do they have in common? Abraham Lincoln, Bart Simpson, Dr. Seuss, the Anderson family in the radio and TV show Father Knows Best, and Brad Pitt. They all have what distinction, Mark?
They all come from a little town called Springfield.
Various Springfields. Springfield, Illinois for Lincoln. Springfield, who knows where for the Simpsons.